As new cases remain relatively steady and the state allows more businesses to reopen and hospitals to resume inpatient surgeries, Bashir says he hopes lawsuits seeking to overturn his coronavirus-related orders don't tie the state's hands.
If we have significant limitations and we have a big spike again, it may prevent us from doing what it takes to battle that next spike.
While the state adopts a steady-as-she-goes approach moving forward, the governor says Kentucky is developing a formula for dispensing around $300 million in federal CARES Act money to cities and counties to reimburse them for COVID-related expenses. On whether students may return to school in the fall, Bashir said districts will need to be nimble when it comes to responding to the virus.
We need multiple plans as we see how this virus reacts, especially in the next month. Superintendents seem to see the flexibility that it's going to take and are bought in to make sure that no matter what the situation is, we have the very best chance of going back to school in person with our kids in the fall.
Wednesday, the state reported 227 new cases, bumping Kentucky's total above 7,000. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.